Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
So, from your brain scans, you can assume there's a lot of hyperactivity going on in your amygdala. They're experiencing amounts of fear on a scale I've never seen before. It's obvious that you would be experiencing sleep paralysis. I think you might actually be experiencing night terrors. These are triggering panic attacks, and your paralysis is a direct physical response to them.
Sorry, what?
It's night terrors, causing panic attacks, which in turn causes the paralysis.
Are you positive that's what it is?
Well, no, not 100%.
I'd like to do more tests to be sure. Once we can pinpoint what exactly the trigger is, I will let you know. However, I am almost certain it's panic attacks. Once we confirm my theory, I'd like to consider putting you on an
Lana? You in there? It smells like something's burning!
It's open!
Oh no, this is not good.
Can I get a little help here?
What the hell is this?
I wanted to bake cookies for when Nova gets home in a couple days, but I don't really bake much, so I thought I'd do a trial run, and then I got in the shower, and I forgot about them, and then this happened.
Why didn't you set a timer?
I forgot!
Lana! You know what? Never mind. You've gotta clean this up. Nova is gonna freak.
I didn't touch her room. She'll be fine.
There's stuff everywhere! You've pretty much taken over her entire apartment. She is not going to be okay with this, no matter how many cookies you feed her.
Please, I think I know my sister better than you do.
You sure about that? Because you haven't lived with her for years. I'm here every day. I can assure you she is much grumpier now than she was back then. She practically bit my head off last month for leaving a coffee mug on the counter. Trust me, she is not going to be okay with this.
Well, shit.
Maybe you should try a different medium?
A different what now?
Your drawing skills are pretty crummy. Maybe you should ditch the pencils, pick up a paintbrush?
You're the one who keeps giving me these damn pencils and paper and a new picture from some stupid nature magazine to copy every day.
Okay, drama, calm down. This is supposed to be a serene experience.
Sorry.
There, try watercolors.
I don't think this is gonna go any better. But I'll try my best and not complain about it.
Good girl.
How come you always draw the same tree every day?
They figure out what's wrong with you yet?
Not really. Dr. Connor said it almost feels like I'm having panic attacks in my sleep, and the sleep paralysis is a response to that, somehow. To be completely honest, I think she's just making things up. She's in uncharted territory with me, and she doesn't like it. I can tell.
I'm sure the woman with all the fancy degrees knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, but I know myself better than she knows me. I've had panic attacks before. They feel nothing like my episodes.
Well, worst case, maybe they'll give you some anti-anxiety meds, mellow you out a bit.
You think I need to be mellowed out?
Well...
Wow! I thought we were friends, Munchkin.
You know I like you, but... Dude, whatever crawled up your butt is in there sideways. You could stand to loosen up a little.
Well, if the good doctors here put me on Xanax, that should be easy.
Whatever. Trade you a tree for a... jellyfish?
Well, at least you know what it is this time. Maybe I am better at watercolors.
I think I'm just getting better at guessing.
Hey, you draw the same thing every day. You've had time to get good at it. Is this a real tree? It's so detailed, and you always do it exactly the same.
Yeah. It's a real tree. I gotta go. See you later, jellyfish.
Bye, Jess.
You getting the hang of falling asleep here?
More or less. They said it takes me a bit to hit REM. I think it's all of the wires.
Well, they're not so bad.
They make me nervous. I keep worrying I'm gonna get tangled in them.
They're on pretty securely, Nova. You've been fine the last 4 nights. No reason why this night should be any different. Arms up.
Brady, do you know anything about that girl, Jessie?
Jessie?
Yeah, short, dark-haired girl who I sit with at those art classes, draws a tree every day.
Oh, the kid. I don't know much about her. She isn't one of my patients.
Oh.
Lie back? Why do you ask about her?
I don't know. She just seemed off today. I just realized I don't really know anything about her.
Huh. All I know is she's had a bit of a troubled past. Some days are harder than others for her. Maybe today was just a bad one.
Yeah, maybe. I just had a bad feeling.
She's got people looking out for her here. I'm sure she'll be fine, but it's nice of you to be worried about her. All done. Get some sleep, Nova.
Yeah, because it's that easy. What the hell? Who's there? Oh, fuck, it's not real. Don't talk to those things, not even in your head.
Mom? Dad?
Is that... That sounds like...
Mom! Dad!
Holy shit, Jesse! Jesse! What's wrong with her? Why can't she breathe? Oh God, I can't breathe. Jesse! Jesse!
Nova, what happened?
Don't touch me! Something's wrong with Jesse!
What?
I don't know, but something's wrong. I can feel it. You have to send someone to
Nova,
check on
Nova, it
her.
Was just a dream. You were worried about her before you went to sleep. It's only natural that
you're not listening to me. Something is wrong.
Brady, we need your help.
What's wrong?
It's the kid. Hurry!
This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexandra Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova, Grace Hansen as Dr. Connors, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, Nicole Knutson as Lana, Alexandra Tandon as Jesse, David Bradburn as Brady, and Megan Reisberg as the nurse. Our associate producer is Stephanie Gordon. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media. We are at All My Head Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes early, visit our website at allinmyheadpod.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.